Hidojo Disciples. For episode 85, we talked about remakes, and Vink and I kind of got sidetracked about Superman movie remakes. It's only a few minutes, but we cut it out of the main episode because it was a little off topic, but still pretty entertaining. So we've included it here in the audio bonus. Enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I feel the same way about movies. Like, you watch, and like, every comedy movie now is like a remake of a 70s television series or something, or an 80s television series. And you're like, I don't know. And they reboot series that aren't even old. You know what I mean?
Spider-Man.
In my mind, Spider-Man is still a new series.
Oh, it's like 12 years old at this point. 13, maybe?
I guess. That still seems pretty new to me.
But it was like the vanguard of the new superhero action film. There's some things that have happened since then, and like the dozens that have been made in the meantime, that it looks kind of dated. Because like that movie like paid homage to the original Superman film, which is pushing almost 40 years old by this point.
Yeah.
35, around there.
Was it a 70s movie? The first
78.
Really?
1 year after Star Wars.
Yes, I saw it when I was like 5 and figured it was a new movie because I was 5.
No, the only ones that were made in the 80s were 3 and 4.
4 was bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just my memory of it.
No, it's actually legitimately bad.
Which is the movie, was it 3 or 2, that there's like part where Superman is like fighting and someone's launching missiles and it looks like a video game?
That's probably 4. Wait, it looks like a video game. I don't know about that, but like he rounds up all the nuclear weapons in the planet and throws them into the sun in 4.
Oh, that was, oh gosh, I don't remember. In my mind, and I worry now that this might not have been Superman. This might have been an episode of Saturday Night Live because I was young, you know. But in my mind, Richard Pryor is playing a video game, but he's in the video, but he's shooting.
Oh. All I had to say was Richard Pryor. That's definitely Superman 3.
Oh, he really was in that. Oh, good.
Roger Ebert? Someone described that movie as being Richard Pryor trying to escape a Superman film.
Yeah, this. You know, I haven't watched any Superman film past the age when I was 10. So I really should, or shouldn't I?
Well, the first one holds up, I think. The second one, the Richard Donner cut, exists, and I have a whole video about it. It's like my first proper Powit video that I ever did, and it was my most popular one until the first episode of Famicom Dojo eventually surpassed it, I think, like last year. So it took 6 years. But, two has some really weird, silly things in it, and then it just gets worse from there.
Okay, but anyway, the Superman, when that got its reboot, hasn't it had like 2 reboots this decade?
Not this decade, but they were within 10 years of each other.
Okay, because yeah, we got the Christopher Reeves ones, which were late 70s, early 80s. And what was the next one?
Superman Returns was in 2006, which was supposed to be like basically to replace Superman 3, essentially.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it wasn't supposed to be a reboot. That was a continuation.
Yeah. It kind of ignored the latter two films.
So did the box office. Okay.
It actually did really, really well compared to other Superman films, but people were just really harsh on it. And then so we got Man of Steel last year.
Okay. So.
And now we're getting, oh, the casting news, by the way. I guess. Jesse Eisenberg. Okay. Yeah, so casting update. They've been putting together the Superman Batman film for a while now, and they've announced like Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, who's this like, you know, skinny supermodel, so everyone's like, she can't play an Amazon. And you know, the fact it's gonna be like a Batman Superman movie in the first place is weird. And now they've announced Ben Affleck as Batman.
What?
And the latest thing is Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, who you may know as Mark Zuckerberg from The Social Network. The guy who is not Michael Cera.
no, 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 no. Why is Batman in a movie with Superman? Are they? They're just like, wow, Avengers made a lot of money. Is that?
I don't think they know what they're doing with the whole Superman thing. Like DC and Generals know what they're doing with it with their movies compared to Marvel. So they're trying to do a Justice League movie without doing a Justice League movie, I guess.
Disney, come on now.
Disney's Marvel.
I know. Disney's Marvel?
Yeah.
Go Disney. And I like Phineas and Ferb. Okay. I needed to get that out there.
Oh, goodness.
DC, like, when I was really young, DC were the comics, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, when I was, like, well, I didn't really read, I must say, I didn't really read comics as a kid, but, like, I knew of those characters. And then all of a sudden, DC wasn't cool anymore, and everyone was Marvel, you know?
Right.
And I don't think DC ever recovered.
Yeah, they tried. The New 52 got them on top for a while, but they've since sunk.
I don't know. I don't know.
We should talk about video games instead. There are Superman video games that have never been any good that I hope they don't remake.